Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Oh, turn the ignition, David, quickly.
Oh, here we go, foot down, and we're off.
Are we really? No, turn the ignition. We've got to start the old engine.
Yeah, you're quite right. There we go. It's doing now. Foot on the. I'm trying to get the bike point. Here we go. Looking at all the mirrors.
Forget about the mirrors. Just drive.
Here we go. Right, we're off.
Okay. Do you want to let the audience know who our guest is, what van we're in, and what bit of what have we done to get ourselves in this situation?
Absolutely. Right now we are in a getaway car.
Yeah, it's a van.
A van. You're quite right. We are moving through the streets of Chichester. Wandering through the cathedrals as we speak.
We're not wandering, we're driving through the streets of Chichester.
Absolutely, you're driving.
How have we got ourselves in this situation?
Because we have filled our every pocket in ourselves and our trousers, coats with Pick-a-Mix, and we've just gone completely nuts, and we realise it's going to weigh too much. We haven't got the money, it's going to be embarrassing, so we basically just ran out of the shop.
What have we robbed, David? Just get this out.
Basically,
just tell them what we robbed.
100 fizzy Coca-Colas.
Oh, are we really? I thought we were going to.
It's like
really,
a bit more intense than that. More,
we robbed that, and we also
An enormous amount of giant Toblerones.
Yeah. We've been focusing on confectionery.
Confectionery. Focusing on confectionery.
David, do you want to tell the audience who our guest is?
Absolutely. He is a man who has started off in...
It's Ross Lee, everyone.
Hello. Go straight to it.
Oh, hello.
Here we go.
Thanks so much for coming into our van.
Do you know what? I like it in this van.
It's all right, isn't it?
And it's worth it for stealing all that confectionery.
Well, you've got a lot on you. You've stole a lot. You've got some big pockets there.
I have got big pockets. And they've just brought out, you know, those refresher lollies? Which are pink and white.
Yeah. You're very relaxed considering we got the cops after.
It's because I'm full of those pink and white refresher
of
things
so.
That you can make gum shields out of. So you put one at the top of your lips.
Do it now.
At the bottom of your lip.
There you go. Perfect stuff.
It's a shame.
Dear.
Absolutely. When the police get hold of us, you're going to look after your teeth, which is the main thing, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
So have you ever robbed anything before, David?
Never at all. This is why I thought I'd start with confectionery.
You look very stressed.
I'm very stressed because, you know, it's going to go on my official record.
Steady on that driving, David.
Oh, here we go. Well, changing gears on the road.
And round the corner, so...
There we go. Indicate left. Let
Hello,
the IP go first.
Hello, don't look at me on my motorbike. Driving next to you.
So sorry.
I think that's the robot.
Hello, don't look at me on my motorbike. Driving next to you.
Ah, Charles is on the motorbike driving next to us. Hi, Charles. Everybody wave at Charles.
Metro Robocop. Hello, Charles.
So Charles is on the road. So have you got any questions for David Ross?
Well, do you know what? When I was told to come up with some questions, I got so many...
Room.
But the first one I'd like to ask, how does a gun work?
Oh, that's an important
I've
question.
I've always wanted to know. Whilst
in a getaway van, incredibly important.
Yeah, I mean, you were throwing your gun around willy-nilly in that sweet shop.
Oh, so. Well, you know, when a man's cornered, or any cat or puma's cornered, the claws come out.
Yeah, yeah.
And this man brought his gun out and he meant business.
Yeah.
Basically, a gun works, it's like a piece of dynamite.
Right.
Okay, so it's like a spark, a piece of energy, which pushes a piece of metal called a bullet through the tubing at a very fast pace, which then enters the flesh, penetrates the flesh of a man, woman, or could be a beast in a forest, enters their body, and then creates a blood clot within their internal organs.
How do you know about this, David?
How does it go so fast? Because it's
I'm not entirely sure. I just sort of looks like a lot of John Wayne film. I don't know, really. It's just like a bit of information.
Because it's coming from a very tiny little barrel, isn't it?
I know.
And it's like, why would it go so... I would understand, you know, the Hadron Collider.
Yes, it's
that's
a bit like
very
that,
big.
Stop
but
pointing,
could,
don't point at our guests, David.
Stop doing that, I apologise.
I could expect a bullet to come flying out of that fast because it's a very big machine, but it comes out of a very small little barrel.
I know, and in America, you can buy them for, like, $5. They're very cheap. You know, you can buy, I don't know, a whole load of family crates of Coca-Cola and get a gun free.
Yeah.
Watch out, there is a police barricade ahead of us.
Oh, there's a police barricade. So if we're going, I'm going to take over the wheel and I'm going to turn right. Here we go, guys. So.
Head rush.
Oh, it's very exciting, isn't it?
It's like we're at Alton Towers.
So, have you ever used a gun, David? You ever held a gun?
I've held a gun, but I've never used one. Oh, and I have used a gun once in a shooting place.
Spree.
It's spree in Yapton. Not a shooting spree, actually.
Shooting spree in Yapton.
It was a shooting spree in Yapton, you're quite right. Shooting spree would be just for the fun of it.
Yeah.
This is a lot more supervised, so it was a shooting gallery, is that the right? Is that, or once again, is that illegal?
Well, I had a game for Spectrum, which was a Spectrum 48 shooting gallery.
Oh, wonderful
rifle
days.
Rifle range,
absolutely. And the thing that amazed me was the feedback you get from the gun. You really are boosted
feedback.
Back.
Feedback? So, or kickback?
Kickback, you're right, kickback.
Feedback
I got from the supervisor.
You didn't get any kick on Spectrum 48, there were no kicks.
No, it wasn't quite virtual reality.
NNM.
Here we go.
K. And it was, sorry, my microphone's falling off.
That's all right.
It was there where I thought, how does a gun work?
Here we go.
I noticed that the Spectrum took forever to get started, didn't it? It took about half an hour. Yeah.
Can you do that NNM again?
K.
It's engraved within the mind.
And there's Charles to our right hand side. Thank you. You're on your motorbike, Charles.
I was once in a car.
Yes, he is.
With my auntie Sandra.
Hang on, yeah.
And I just learned to drive.
Yeah.
It was a Vauxhall Corsa, and I was feeling very, like, you know, manly, and nothing could stop me. I could drive, so I bought an M&M cassette for 99p from the Shell Garage.
Bit of intense rapping.
Yeah, well, I got that, and I got Monty Python, The Meaning of Life musical. But yeah. I was in the car, and Auntie Sandra got in. She's lovely as Auntie Sandra. She's the president of the Neil Diamond fan club.
Wow.
Really?
And I was looking at her going, why is she white? And,
Auntie Sandra?
She'd gone white. And it was because Eminem was singing about doing this with the bitches and that with the bit and dear and that. I was very embarrassed. And I've just had to censor myself terribly because Auntie Sandra probably will listen to this at some point.
I doubt she will she?
She might do. She likes...
She's quite a fan of comedy.
Well, she likes Neil Diamond and I might be singing a bit.
Oh, look at you suddenly. Oh, my God.
As the police chase us through Chichester.
I've got a question, David. First question from over here. What's the strongest craving you get?
The strongest craving I get, without a doubt, are the very large cookies you get from Tesco's. OK, they're about the size of a toddler's face. They're quite large, like a small plate. And I think I get a proper medical reaction from them, and I get a proper sugar high. You know the ones that are quite... you get white chocolate chip. They're filled with sugar. They're very cheap, which isn't good. So if you're on a budget, it's a habit you can get very easily. And they're quite soggy.
Yeah.
And I've had some real sugar hits. About four I've done in one go.
What?
I know, it's terrible. It's really bad. I did actually have a, I suppose, addiction. I don't use that word lightly.
Cookie. I like cookie.
Cookie. He likes
also
cookie.
A fan. Chocolate chip. Cookies, Charles, you're a fan of those?
Cookie. I like cookies.
Well, you know, I'm part cookie, of the cookie, same cookie. Cult, friend.
I like cookies.
Do you like cookie, Ross?
I love a cookie.
Yeah.
Well, actually, not that I'm lying.
I don't lie.
You don't like them?
No, I'm fine with them.
I quite like, you know when you get the little chocolate chip? I like the little chip that you get in there.
Oh,
the chocolate chip.
Gosh, yeah,
and
you're
I like
quite into that.
Cookie dough ice cream.
Oh, yes, I like that as well, yeah.
Stop cookie.
Pointing, David.
Oh, I apologise.
Not a real cut. When he points, I point. Have you noticed?
Yeah,
that's a sign
I did
of affection,
know.
That.
I always say it really is subconsciously, like E.T. and Elliot sort of coming together with our
yes.
fingers. So, have you got a problem with cookies at the moment?
No. Well, yes. I think with any addiction, it's something you could slip into very quickly.
Last time you ate a cookie was when?
The last time I ate a quick cookie was I saw the remake of Ghostbusters, which was about a few weeks ago, and I actually left the cinema on two occasions to get more cookies.
During the film?
During the film, and I actually lost my way of the plot. And I was like, Dave, you know, once again, you're falling down that greasy slide, but you just get the massive sugar bang.
Yeah.
And I think it's because maybe my metabolism's slowing down, being like coming up to 40. I just really feel sugar entering. I get really high. And it's like, you know, oh, it doesn't matter. Well, this is all lovely, you know, big Hollywood special effects. But then you get the massive dip afterwards.
Yeah.
As the credits come on, you're dark, you're left on your own, the ushers are clearing up around your ankles, you've had all your cookies.
Oh, I like that.
Ghostbusters remake.
Wayne's World 2. I went to see Wayne's World 2 in Nottingham.
Oh, yes.
And I took a bottle of Inch's Stonehouse in there with me.
Bottle of what?
Inch's Stonehouse.
What's that?
Oh, it was like cider, with like vinegar stuff. Long before the days of Alka-Pops, because they've made cider into Alka-Pop now. And I had this Inch's Stonehouse, and I woke up and Wayne's World had finished.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was literally carried out like a baby.
Goodness,
I was told the film wasn't very good, so I didn't miss anything.
Is it any good, David?
Wayne's World 2 or Ghostbusters?
Wayne's World 2.
Wayne's World 2, I thought, was okay.
Hang on, the police are behind us.
Oh, here we go.
So I'm going to put my foot down. Here we go. I feel quite stressed, actually.
Don't blame you.
You shot... How many people did you shoot in the sweet shop?
I shot one man between the eyes.
I have some weapons for you guys in case we get in trouble.
Smashing, what have you got for us?
They're coming now, Charles. Anything comes to mind, you should appreciate it.
I've got some flyers in my bag. They could
machine
they
guns, no.
Machine gun. We've got a machine gun for Ross.
Perfect.
What have you got for David?
Something to combat the police with.
Walter PPPK.
Oh, Mr. Bond.
A what?
A Walter PPK.
What's that?
That's the gun that James Bond uses.
What have you got for me, please? What's Charles got for me?
A bayonet.
A bayonet.
Fantastic.
Super stuff. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Try and get rid of the police. I'm going to just go around this corner here.
There you go.
And just park up inside this garage for a while.
Right, and just lay low.
Okay, so could you just pull the garage door down, David?
Yep, absolutely. Not a problem. Down it goes. Let's just
smashing.
Fingers crossed.
So I've got a question from a listener.
Okay, beautiful.
Favourite holiday you've ever been on?
Favourite holiday I ever went on was the south of France with my family, where my father nearly died.
Whoa. How come?
Basically, it was at the beach. It was called Sandy Balls, the actual place. Sandy Balls. I don't know what the actual French translation of that would be.
Ross,
it'd probably be a lot more je ne sais quoi.
Something with a baguette. Je vous donne à la piscine, balls, sandy.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Something like that.
Oreo.
Ball, à la piscine, à la chiette, à la chiette.
Yes, something like that. It had a very sort of Euro spice to it.
Yeah,
definitely, absolutely. It sounded a lot more sort of je ne sais quoi fancy when on the actual sign. But translated to Britain, it's sandy balls.
So on the sign it said, Ross...
Sandy balls.
But in French, it would have said...
Je vous donne baguette, s'il vous plaît, à la piscine. Do you know what? My balls are so small, they're like Maltesers. And now, recently, I was very, very, very worried. But you know when you feel them go up into your stomach?
Yes.
They've gone right up into my neck.
How come?
Well, I thought, because maybe they can get stuck into the veins and go up.
Is it about an elevator?
Are they that small, Ross?
I think they are.
It depends on temperature, though, doesn't it?
David, explain to Ross about your testicles.
Sometimes mine are the size of Maltesers.
Do they go into your stomach?
They do. One goes into my stomach. Not anymore, because when it did used to, I was a teenager. That really freaked me out, understandably, just like a disappearing act. Mm. But they're just... Well, I don't mind sharing this. I mean, you shared your story. They're just significantly unsymmetrical, just poorly balanced.
I think that's healthy, that. They've got to
Is it?
Yeah, because if it was exactly the same, it'd be like robotic, it'd be like Charles, it would be unnatural.
Well said.
Yeah, it'd be
God, that's scary.
No, I haven't come off a shiny conveyor belt like a Mercedes-Benz, have I?
You might do.
Darwinian soup. Yeah, you never know. Yeah, with all these science fiction films.
I'm often looking at my chest thinking it's just not right. I've got like four hairs, but I think if it was a full hairy chest, then it'd be too perfect. It's got to be... It's got to be imperfect for it to be perfect.
Well, nice.
Totally right, it's unique.
Because David's got three nipples, yes?
I have, yeah. One, two, and it's either there or there, I can't remember.
Two or three episodes ago, we milked one of them, didn't we?
Yes,
we did, really?
Hair balloon, yes.
Yeah.
Ah.
And I wouldn't say milk came out.
Yogurt.
It was yogurt, really, wasn't it? It had been left in the fridge for a while. Well, so, my body for
so
a while.
Your favourite, holiday was in Sandy Balls?
Sandy Balls in France, and there was a large beach, and everyone would stand in the sea, and there was enormous crashing waves. Mm. And the idea is you'd leap up with the waves as they came crashing down. And my father...
You were with your father?
I wasn't. I was at the beach waving to my father.
And your father was in tiny little trunks?
He was in very small little trunks. Fisher King Speedos, they were called. And he had a Fisher King medal right there in the 80s. He had those on. And he would leap with the waves and then wave at me and I'd wave back.
That's a nice image.
It's quite nice. Bonding. You know, my swimming skills weren't good enough to actually be in the water, but I was looking after the picnic hamper.
So maybe if we imagine that now, imagine the waves sort of crashing into the beach. We imagine your father saying, David, what would you have said back as he waved?
Father, I'm here. Well done, father.
Is that what you would have said?
I think it would have been... well done, ace. I think I'd have like sort of clapped him on sort of thing. He's quite competitive.
Yeah.
And he'd have other Frenchmen around him side by sides. So it'd almost be like he's representing Britain type of thing, sort of leaping up with the waves as they came crashing onto his chest.
It felt a bit sexual, that, Ross, did you?
It did a bit, slightly, didn't it?
Well, it did for me, chest. I don't know about you.
Well, I learned a very important lesson in the sea when I was...
Yes.
And I've never learned... I say I learned a lesson. I've not learned from it. I've never learned from it. But I was...
So you haven't learned it.
I've not learned. But I was walking...
You can relate to that.
I was wading, right, into the sea, and I must have been about 5 or 6, and it was at Whitby, in the back sands, not the front sands, the back sands. And I looked down, I saw this thing shimmering at the bottom of the sea, just by the big ladder, you know the big ladder that goes up at the end of the pier?
Yeah.
And I went down, I thought, I can't go... I'd not actually gone right in. I thought, I don't want to go right down and pick it up, because the water will go right up to my face, and I was very scared.
What's up, sorry?
Well, I was in the sea at the back sands at Whitby and I saw something shimmering and I realised it was 10p.
Right.
But I daren't go down and pick it up because I was scared of getting cold. So I shouted this kid over called Richard, but he used to call me Wolf. He had a speech impediment. And he went, Wolf. And I went, no, it's Ross. I says, can you go down there and pick up the shimmering thing? And he went, picked it up and he came up and he went, he went, it's not 10p, it's 50p. And he ran off and he went up the sands and I never saw him again. And I thought, from now on, if I need a job doing...
Don't ask Richard.
Not going to ask Richard. He gets the name wrong. He steals...
50p just gone like that.
Yeah. He said, I thought it was 10p, it was 50p.
Well, that's the illusion of water, isn't it?
So your father nearly died in the sea?
Yes, in the waves. And basically, I thought he was waving to me, but in actual fact, he was coming in and out of the waves type of thing.
Wow. Yeah.
I know. And then he came back afterwards. I was like, well done, Dad.
Oh, was that it? I thought you were going to give us a bit more tension.
Oh, well, would if you wish. I mean, you know, he was waving, crashing in and out.
At any point did you think my father's drowning?
Not at all. I just thought he was waving and getting involved. But when he came back, he was like, you know, for crying out loud, why didn't he get the lifeguards?
I have been listening closely to the police radio, and they have had a tip-off that you are hiding in this garage.
Okay,
here we go.
Thanks so much, Charles.
Thank you
for
that.
Can you lift the garage door up, David?
Absolutely, let's get out of here, guys.
And I'm going to put a foot down. Are we ready? You ready, Ross?
Oh, do you know what? I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. It's a bit stressful, isn't it, robbing a sweet shop?
It wasn't worth it. It really wasn't.
Do you know what we need to do? We need to do a bit of yoga. And
yes. Great idea.
And we need to make sure it hurts.
Yeah.
Yogurts. Sorry.
Right. Yep, good idea.
No, it was a joke. Sorry. Okay.
No.
Well, let's do some yoga in the van.
You want me to drive?
Please,
yeah, Charles, if you drive, Ross, David and I are going to do some yoga. Have you brought your yoga tape along?
I have, actually, yeah.
I'll smash
it. Perfect. That would really relax us.
I'll stick it in the old cassette. Do you want to take us through a little 3-minute yoga routine?
I'd like to relax you, if that's okay.
Okay, please.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, like we were just saying briefly before, the heist, is that the correct word?
That is, yeah.
That our brains just do nothing but yabba-dabba, yabba-dabba, yabba-dabba-dabba.
A lot of noise.
So we need to just shut the hell up, right? Shut our brains up. And I was in bed the other night, and I just managed to close it off, and I said, look, I need to write a joke, so I'm going to close my brain off for a while, and then if you'd like to write a joke in the back of my head, that'd be amazing. So I dozed off, I went into my yoga position, I woke up, and then it went ping, and I'd written a joke in my head, but I'm not sure if it's any good or not, but I'd like to, this is what my subconscious wrote, can I do it to you?
Do it.
Why do dogs sniff each other's bums?
Why do dogs sniff each other's bums?
Because they love the smell of my lipstick.
That's got legs.
No, but you know what? I thought, why would my brain do that subconsciously?
Well, don't question it. Go with it.
Let's just do the yoga.
Do you know some moves?
You need to breathe.
Okay.
Right, here we go.
And breathe out. And breathe in.
Should we ask ourselves a question beforehand and subconsciously?
Already. He can't be quiet.
Well, while you're breathing, just you can be anybody you like while you're breathing. You don't have to be you. You could be anybody. I'm going to be Yaphet Kotto.
Yaphet Kotto.
He was an alien.
Oh, that guy, yeah. He was in...
I'm Gonna Let Die.
Yeah.
I'm Yaphet Kotto.
I know. Yaphet Kotto?
I do. I remember he was a Caribbean villain in the Roger Moore spy classic.
Yeah.
Who are you going to be?
I think Terry Wogan, sort of Irish, chilled out, and just sort of...
I was going to be Terry Wogan.
Oh, really? Like, you can be Terry if you wish.
Yeah.
Fine, that's not a problem.
Going to be Terry Wogan's wife?
Well, I could be, yes. Okay. Why not? We could live together in a little, little cottage in Ireland together.
It's a lovely bit of music you put on here, Ross.
Thank you very much, yeah. Yeah.
Did you say you've got a song to sing?
I have got a song I'd like to sing.
Okay.
Yeah. Shall I do it now?
Yeah.
Please. Okay. It's sort of semi-autobiographical.
Okay.
So it goes like this. I lived the dream, I had it all. I had one drink too many. I went from the richest to the poorest. I took a fall, I lost it all. I landed on the concrete, giving out flyers to the tourists. But it was there that I remembered who I was. I'm Yaphet Kotto, I'm Yaphet Kotto, and I will live and let die. I'm Yaphet Kotto, I'm Yaphet Kotto, and I've got alien acid blood in my eye. I'm Yaphet Kotto. I'm not Yaphet Kotto, I'm just a little wet mouse. Let's just breathe in the air. Yaphet's there. Oh, let's just breathe in the air. I stood like a tree on Tooley Street, stigmata on my fingers, pamphlets, stigmata on my palms. And then I heard a voice, it came from within, said, remember who you are, and you won't come to any harm. Because... I'm Yaphet Kotto, I'm Yaphet Kotto, and I will live and let die. I'm Yaphet Kotto, I'm Yaphet Kotto, I'll swallow bullets and explode into the sky. I'm Yaphet Kotto, I'm not Yaphet Kotto, I'm just a little wet mouse. Let's just breathe in the air. Yeah! Let's all breathe in the air. You're Mr. Tumble. Thank you. Did you like that?
I'll tell you what.
Anyway.
Thank you.
That was very impressive.
That was amazing.
That really was amazing. I got all the film references. It was all in rhythm.
Do you feel more relaxed now?
I feel on edge because I think compared to...
You feel on edge?
I do, because I've had that really mice stroke on the ear. That was incredible.
It was meant to calm you down. That was the point, wasn't it?
I feel quite... Yoga-wise, I feel very central.
Yeah.
And that's part of yoga.
That's good.
It?
Yeah, you've got to... Yeah, that's what I've done. I've centralised, yeah.
Absolutely. I feel centralised, focused. I'm in the nucleus. And your music talents are stupendous.
If we just left the room and left you on your own now, your brain would actually go, I'm not Yaphet Kotto, am I? And it means that you are centralised. You remember who you are.
Yes.
You're not
Yaphet Kotto.
And what I'm
about.
And who are you and what are you about in two sentences?
In two sentences, I'm a man, middle-aged, puberty was a long time ago, and I'm now looking for a new future.
Right.
Done. Done. Very nice.
That's it. That's my challenge. That's my plan.
So, any more? By the way, that was lovely.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Lines. Yeah. References. It just went.
Okay. Bullets are flying in. We're getting shot.
Oh,
everyone,
my
so,
God.
Right. Maybe we should try and
sing a song about your favourite James Bond character.
So sorry.
David, you should sing a song about your favourite James Bond character.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, after that, goodness me.
Well, let's have a go. Let's have a quick one.
Here we go. There he is, behind the screens. He's my favourite in all the scenes. It's Q. He appears with his gadgets. 1, 2, 3. Roger, hold this. Timothy, please. Sean, sit on my lap. Press the button. Wee-hee! It's Q. He's my favourite character in the franchise. I don't care about the rest. It's just when he comes on.
That's not bad, is it, Ross?
I like the ending. I don't care about the rest. It's just when he comes on. If that was like a musical, I'd be like, can't wait for the ending.
Oh.
I don't care about the rest. It's when he comes on. Honestly, that would be my favourite bit. I would go and see it like Wicked. Have you seen Wicked?
I have.
Terrible. If they put that line in, I don't care about the witch. It's just when he comes on. I'd be like, oh, it's worth it now, isn't it?
thing that I need to focus on, that ending.
Yeah.
What did I say again? I forgot what I said. I said,
can't remember. It was so good.
It was. Yeah, I don't care about the rest. It's just when he comes.
Just
on.
When he comes on, he's pointing
quite,
at me.
That's quite. That's
yeah. I'm pointing.
It's quite like, I don't care about the rest. Just when he comes on.
I don't care about the rest.
It's good that ending, isn't it?
Yeah, it's when he comes on.
I don't care
on,
about the blooming rest. It's just when he comes on.
Not blooming. I wouldn't say blooming.
I've ruined it now.
Yeah.
I've overcooked it.
I've got another question.
Please.
Are you scared of dying?
Very much so. Because I think more and more, when you look at the press, like the broadsheets, it's got a very atheistic viewpoint, especially with the Hydron Collider and things like that. And Hawkins has announced through his electronic voice box, you know, he thinks it's very unlikely there's a god, and it's more like a Star Trek episode. You know, we're just on a constant loop.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, if there isn't a big G waiting out there to embrace me, mm-hmm. this will just be like the end of El Dorado on BBC, Dave Edwards. It's just the end of the show, the end of the series. It's like Paul Daniels' career.
And that worries you.
It does. It's like a TV just being turned off. That's it.
Yeah.
Finito. See you later, Mr. Edwards. Right, that's the end of this. What was that all about?
Well, don't be sarcastic.
Oh, I wasn't being sarcastic
at all.
Well,
it felt like you were being sarcastic towards Dr. Death.
Dr. Death. No, it's got... Well, Dr. Death, I'm certainly not being sarcastic towards him whatsoever. Like the Grim Reaper, you mean, type of thing.
That's exactly what I mean.
He might turn up and say, in actual fact, it's not a TV show. I'm here. Mm-hmm. I'm about to take you to another realm.
Ross, it feels like you're about to say something. You've had your hands in the air for...
Well, I just want to tell you both that you've nothing to worry about, because I've died, and it was only for a brief amount of time.
Is this real?
Absolutely real.
Okay, should we sit back and listen to...
Please, yeah, I'm very interested.
So this is an NDE, this is a near-death experience.
Yeah, well, it's a death experience.
It's a death experience. You died.
Yeah.
So this is a DE.
So, basically, everything went very, very strange, and the next thing, it was like I was on a red carpet. Literally, I was on a red carpet, and it was like my street.
How had you died?
Well, I'll tell you that afterwards.
Okay.
So I was stood on the carpet, and literally the sun was shining. The sun was God, and everything was God. Everything was God. I was God. The floor was God. The walls were God. I realised that we are literally in God, and I turned round like that to God, because it's everywhere, and I was thanking him for everything that he'd done, and then this is when I started to come back to life, and I realised I'd got my arm stuck in my letterbox. And there was the next door neighbour was stood looking at me with a can of skull, and he went,
"Don't worry about it. We've all done it."
So I just want you to know that
it's really quite intense.
I wanted to stay there.
How had you died?
I'm not really sure, because it all just all went very crazy. I just remember the wall started to melt, and then the next thing.
Cut off your blood supply then, or something.
So I'm not. It may be. I'm not. You know.
What,
I just,
you had died with your arm through someone's letterbox.
Well, it was my own letterbox. It was my letterbox. Basically, I'm sat there having my dinner, right? And then the next thing, the newsreader started talking to me, going, "It's all about you, Ross." I was like, "Oh, okay then." And then I could hear the neighbours
talking through the screen.
Talking through the screen, and then the neighbours were whispering, saying that they're going to come and eat me.
Yeah.
And then I died. So I don't know what was going on. It's very strange.
Yep.
But we've all done it.
I like the idea that we're all God, though. I think that's great, the idea that we're living inside gods. And that's a new concept, isn't it?
Those dolls that you get that look like nuns, fat nuns.
Oh,
And you take them out, and then there's another fat nun inside, and then there's another fat nun.
Called?
It's a little fat nun and a smaller one.
What, the Russian dolls?
Yeah, the Russian dolls. That's Russian dolls. Yeah.
This is life. We're all Russian dolls. If I was to go right into your stomach...
Right into your stomach?
You'd find my testicle.
Your testicle might be floating around in there, depending on how big it is, but I'd go right in like this.
Yeah.
And then I'd be in space, because that's what it looks like inside your stomach, is space. But then you carry on going, I'll go backwards, and then I'd come out of your mouth, and it'd be you sat there, and then you carry on going backwards.
Incredible.
Well, that's what life is. It's just a big, fat nun.
That's, which is religious, isn't it?
Well, maybe.
No.
Catholic.
I'm chopping off heads at the moment. My job is chopping off heads at a horror attraction in London, and I'm getting a lot of religious people coming up to me and questioning me.
Really? Where are you doing that? Chopping off heads? It's like a reconstruction.
Outside London Bridge.
Gosh.
And I'm doing it with a guillotine. People are coming up going, "This is not right." And I'm going, "What do you mean it's
not right? This is not right. They don't like it."
So what I do is I just take my line from my favourite horror film, which was Freddy's Revenge, and I point at Madame Guillotine, or Mr. Choppy, as I like to call it, and I go, "This is God." They don't like that.
Blimey, no. That's quite a reference to make, isn't it?
Well, it is. It's like entertainment.
David,
it looks like you have been shot. It looks like you are slipping away.
David, you've been shot.
Oh God. Right on the third nipple, or near it. Oh, God, in the chest.
Oh, my God. It's blood everywhere.
You were right. That's not milk.
No, it's not. It's just gushing my DNA, blood everywhere.
Is there any way you can help him, Ross? Do you know any kind of medical procedure that you
Well, what I would do is, if I had one, I'd just dab it with a sponge, but I ain't got one.
I've got a sponge.
Or a sock or anything.
So I've just handed Ross a sponge.
This is perfect, because it's one of those washing up sponges.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The rough side, and then you've got the nice bit that you can bite and
spit
into the air.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to dab it there. Is that all right?
Please do. Have you got any advice?
Keep breathing and remember that you are, if you want to be, Yaphet Kotto.
Absolutely, or I am God. We're all God. We're all part of
everyone,
God.
And we're all the same person. Did you know that?
That's interesting. What sense? Because we're all in the present, the moment.
David,
now.
Don't slip away.
Don't slip away, David.
I'm not to.
You're very calm considering you're that close to death, David.
Well, I'm trying to be calm in front of our friend here, you know, trying to keep up appearances.
No, you're trying to be calm because you are him and he is you.
Very true. It's getting quite philosophical.
Yeah.
If you, there's a chance you've only got 2 or 3 minutes left, what would be your last words?
I would say it's been...
Well, say it now, so say it.
Brian, thank you
for the podcast.
Everything you've done, the podcast, you know, being like a father to me.
No worries.
You know, like a glowing beacon of hope. I feel as though I've let you down being shot. We should have just paid for the pick and mix.
Please don't go, David.
Please don't go, David. Please don't die.
Your religious wisdom.
Please don't go, David.
Charles, I think I'm going to have to, mate. There's only so much blood in this big blonde outfit I've got called my body. And I think it's just drained of all its red paint.
It's all right, we've all done it.
David, do you know what? I'm going to try and gouge that bullet out of your chest.
Please do, if you can.
With this biro.
Dr. Gittings, that'd be hugely appreciated.
So I'm just going to fork my way into your chest.
Your ribs.
That's it.
There we are.
The benefit of the listeners at home, spooning out
pushing it into my kidneys there, Brian. I don't want to be critical.
And now pops a bullet.
There we go. Look, we were talking about bullets earlier. There's one there in his hand. That was in my
David.
Bloody... Thank you for that.
David, you are back. Hooray.
Thank you for that. That really does boost my self-esteem. Hooray, he's back. He's not dead. He's glad.
How are you feeling?
I feel, you know, my side's hurting a bit, but it's like I've got more life to live. I'm going to see the next Argus catalogue when it comes out.
Did you have an NDE?
What's that, sorry?
Did you have an NDE?
Did you have an NDE?
I did have a near-death experience, and it was a case of we are all gods. And the sun it was like an episode of Teletubbies. The sun was looking at me like it was God, like an actual person, smiling down at me.
Yeah.
Sort of laughing slightly. Like,
did the face remind you of a cookie?
No, it didn't. I wish it had done, because that would have helped me.
You'd have been licking it, wouldn't you?
Oh, God, yeah. I'd have just been like floating up to the sky like the snowman, the cartoon, and just thinking, right, sod reality, I'm just going to eat this enormous cookie.
Right,
have
you got a golden question to ask Ross? So every episode, David gets a chance
golden
to
question.
Ask the guests
lovely.
The golden question.
Oh, lovely.
Here we go. Basically, the question is...
Yes.
If we had £1,000, we'd give it to you.
Yeah.
And you could go off and learn any new skill whatsoever, brand new skill, your CV.
Yeah.
What would it be? So, you know, anything, it could almost be a new job, anything. £1,000, top grade
brilliant.
Tuition.
Brilliant. I don't know what it's called, right, but I'd be get very good on this. You know the Beach Boys? I'm picking up good. I used to listen to one of their songs and I used to think, that woman sounds really weird. She's going, But it's an instrument, it's not a woman.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
I didn't realise that.
True.
It's a woman. It's an instrument.
It's called a pheromone.
Great.
It's a what? Pheromone.
Pheromone. You give me £1,000, I'd go and buy a pheromone.
What do they look like?
How do they work,
They're invisible. That's all I know. They're invisible. You can't see it. You go like this with your hands. People at home can't see
that's not a woman, that's an actual instrument.
It's an instrument, yes. So I'd buy a pheromone and I'd start busking with it.
Do you know I've got a pheromone here?
I have one here, Ross.
He's got one. Well, we've got two pheromones.
These men come prepared.
So one for you, Ross.
I think what this
one
is...
One for you, David.
Thank you.
Do you want to play some kind of tune?
This is the law of attraction, this is, isn't it? Because I asked for a pheromone and I've got one.
Yeah.
Two pheromones.
Two pheromones.
You lived there. I thought this was a woman I'm holding, but no, it's an instrument.
Okay, do you want to play some tune?
Let's do it.
Let's go for it. Shall we sing together whilst playing our pheromones?
The pheromones.
The female version of the instrument.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll spend the next 30 seconds with Ross and David playing their pheromones.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Try saying that after a few drinks.
Thanks for that. So, Ross, have you got any questions for David?
Have you ever gone mad?
I think I'm never quite sure, really. I just think to myself, was that a mad thing to say? Was
okay,
I
well,
then?
I'll tell you what. I'm going to ask the question again. Have you ever gone mad? Like, have you ever gone mad?
I don't think I've gone completely nuts, fruit and nut. Like, I've never, like, gone into Tesco's
and do you know when you're mad, Ross? Do you think we know when we've gone mad, Ross?
I'll tell you when you know you've gone mad is when you think, can I tell people how mad I just went? And you go, you're a better not. That's when you've gone mad.
So have you ever had any moments like that, David?
Where thoughts have entered my mind, I think I'd better not tell anyone about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So...
So, yeah, there have been thoughts whereby I think, you know, oh, you know, wouldn't it be good to push her down some escalators? Yeah, yeah. Well, just saying that, I think, oh, blimey, I've given too much
Who's
away
her?
There. I don't know, it might just be like a gran or a
it's funny.
Aunt.
It's funny you're about the escalator thing, because I remember once being on the back of a bus and I'd got a compass in my hand, you know, like that you have at school.
Oh, yes, in maths.
And there was an old lady sat in front of me and it was that escalator thing. I thought, shall I just jab her in the back of the head with a compass? I thought, I can't.
Goodness me.
You can't.
I can't,
can
I?
No.
Could
I?
Skull into the brain.
Well, I could do, but that would have been madness.
Yeah.
That would
Remind
have been madness.
Remind me not to travel on an escalator with you guys.
Ha ha ha. It's probably a good idea to avoid that. I think the thing
Any
is,
other mad thoughts?
Any other mad thoughts? I think they're all linked to what you rightly said, which is that I could do that. I could get a massive bucket of hot water.
So what stops us doing it?
Sanity. That's the way the sanity comes into play.
Is it?
And also, you wouldn't have any friends. I'm aware that I wouldn't be invited to, you know, the next disco, or I wouldn't be,
That's
you know,
the only thing that stops you from pushing a woman down an escalator.
See, that's maybe a mad thought. I become unpopular with society.
Do you get invited to discos?
I did in the 80s.
And that is the only reason you wouldn't push it.
Well, I think disco's one example. It could be like a
When
pizza
is the next
party.
Disco, by the way?
When is the next disco?
Tell me and I'll be there, because I need to brush off the shoes, and I haven't pushed anyone down an escalator, so I should be...
Okay, the police are behind us again, everybody. The police are behind us, so I'm going to put my foot down.
Here we are. We're skidding around, but we're making it. Should we just try and eat all the sweets or chuck them out the window?
Oh, my God, I'm losing control. We've hit the back of the building.
Oh, bloody hell.
So what do we do now? Let's get out of the car and just go and start running, guys.
Here we go, come on, let's start sprinting.
So for the listeners at home, we've just got out the van and we're running.
Run. Well, I've got sticks, but I'm going to carry on.
Carry on.
So I've got one more question for you, David, while we run. Let's
race through the streets of Chichester.
It's death again, but if you could choose the last thing you see before you die, what would it be? The last thing you see before you die?
Within my actual life type of thing?
I guess so. Maybe you've got an hour left, you've got a chance to see something. What would it be?
I think I would like to die whilst nestled in a hug with a family member. So, you know, I literally all like a group hug. They're all coming around me, they hug me, let me go, and like a Thunderbird's puppet, I just drop to the ground with my strings being cut.
Apparently, 2/3 of us die alone in hospital.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
2/3? Yes, yeah. Me.
What would that be, my leg?
Huh?
What would 2/3 of me be, my leg?
No, 2/3 of the population dies alone in hospital.
Goodness me, just there with a nurse next to you, man.
Maybe not even that. Maybe not even that, David.
It might be a robot if we, you know, live to see that. Or someone like Childs with like a nurse's outfit.
Ross, could you? So you chop people's heads off for?
Yes. Yeah.
Could David pretend to be a customer or it a customer? It's not a customer.
Yeah. Well, a victim. I call it victim.
A victim. So if David came to see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Could you maybe do the next minute or so? Okay, so this is Ross attempting to cut the head off David.
So I go, what's your name?
Well, my name's David Edwards.
David Edwards, have you ever had your head cut off before?
I can't say I have, so this is a new experience.
Well, let's get on with it then, shall we? I'll tell you what's going to happen, shall I? Okay, you're going to get down on your knees, David Edwards.
Right, here we go.
I'm going to lift up the contraption. You're going to put your neck on the block. I'm then going to close the contraption. Then I am going to drop the rope and the blade is going to drop. It is going to cut through your neck, depending on how hard your neck is. Your head will bounce 3, 4, possibly 5 times. I will then pick it up, swing it round and round above my head and kick it into the shard. Do you understand?
Yes.
Then let's get on with it, shall we?
Right.
1, 3.
Oh gosh.
5, 6. He's still alive, but we won't tell anybody, will we?
Oh my God, it's gone into the veins, though, hasn't it?
Get off the stage.
Oh gosh.
Who's next?
Oh, he wants another go.
Well, I don't know about that. I think you've...
OK, David, this is what's going to happen. You're going to get down on your knees.
Right.
I'm going to put your head on the block. I'm going to drop the rope the blade's going to drop. Depending on how heavy your head is, it's going to bounce once or twice or three times. I'm then going to spin it round over my head and kick it into the shard. Do you understand?
Yes.
OK, let's count to three. Do you want to go backwards or forwards? Backwards. Three,
backwards,
two, one. He's still alive.
Oh, God.
But let's not tell anybody, shall we?
Well, I think you might have to
get
tell
off
somebody.
My stage.
Right, tell health and safety, because I think you've erupted a vein.
Ross, I don't know if this is going to annoy you, but David wants another go.
OK, David Edwards, let me tell you exactly what's going to happen.
I know what's
going to I'm going to pop you down on your hands and knees. I'm going to lift the contraption. You're going to put your head on the block. I'm going to close the contraption.
Right.
Then what's going to happen is I'm going to drop the rope and the blade is going to fall.
Ouch.
Then, depending on how heavy your head is, it's going to bounce once, twice or three times. I'm then going to spin it around my head and kick it into the shard. Do you understand?
Yes.
Then let's get on with it. Three, two, one. Whoa, he's still alive.
Oh, gosh.
But let's not tell anybody, shall we? David, get off my stage.
I will do, thank you. Is there a nurse or some of a Band-Aid?
Who's next?
Oh, God, do you want another go, David?
I don't think so. I'm definitely bleeding. It's gone into my shirt now.
No, there's a man watching and I'm a bit worried about him. He drinks Skol and he's told me he's actually going to chop my head off. So this is where I go and sit in the little changing room for 10 minutes and wait for him to go.
Okay.
Very wise, very wise. Uh-huh. Well, that was quite an experience. It makes you realise that, you know, policing in the medieval times, if I was caught stealing sweets, that's what would happen to me. Yeah.
So sorry, Charles.
The police are here.
Okay, oh, we've got to be very quiet. We've now made it to the woods.
Brilliant.
And there's a chopper above us with the infrared kind of heat-seeking device.
It's a cops.
So if we whisper the next bit... So, Ross, have you got one more question for David?
Yes.
So if we whisper maybe the next bit.
Yes, no, please don't find us, please.
David.
Yes.
Have you ever had your head cut off before?
I've tended...
No, I'm kidding.
Can I ask you a question?
Do you like the crystal?
Do you like the Crystal Maze? What program?
I love the Crystal Maze, and I love the later seasons when they had Aqua World and they went underwater. I just thought that was an amazing idea. I'm an enormous fan. Is it coming back? Do you know? Is there any plans?
Nothing.
Well, that's a shame because whoever owns the right for the Crystal Maze, they just need to bring it back and bring Aqua World back.
They have released some dogs.
Okay, we've got to start running again, guys.
Let's keep moving
through the forest.
Do you like Crystal Maze?
I had the best times watching the Crystal Maze.
As they were going to that big room with all the silver foil.
Do you know what amazes me? We're getting chased by a collection of Dalmatians. Are they Dalmatians?
Or German Shepherds.
German Shepherds. And you two are so calm. You're talking about the
Maze. I'm trying to keep in a good place psychologically. If I don't think about Crystal Maze, I just think about being teared to pieces by canine.
It makes me cry when I think about Crystal Maze.
Great memories. Are these dogs nearby?
Right, the police are coming through the trees. They're running through the trees. We continue to run, yes?
Yes, absolutely. I'm trying to move. You keep going, boys. I'm slowing you down.
Thanks so much, Ross, for being involved today.
I'm just very, very sorry that we didn't have longer.
Well, you're definitely coming back, surely.
Please.
Well, I'd like to.
I would love to have you back.
Your talents alone were stupendous.
Because I never told you about I was the manager of a coffee shop for a while recently.
Okay, well, we've got 2 minutes. Tell us...
I had to stop doing it because I was just getting so angry with the builders that came in the morning. The Russian builders used to come in at like 6:30 and they go, Lotte. That's all they can say, Lotte.
Yeah.
And so I'd get angry that they didn't say please or thank you. I've now been informed that don't worry about that, Ross, life's too short. But there were some very rude people that used to come in, and this lady did come in. She went, excuse me, can you tell me where the nearest telephone box is, please?
Was she Russian as well?
I'm not sure where she was from,
right.
But she asked me that, and I said, I'm very sorry, but I don't know where the nearest telephone box is, and she glared at me, and she left, and then she came back in, she went, you work in a shop, and you don't know where the nearest working telephone box is? And she walked out. I was so angry that everything went black, and I thought I was going to fall over. The next thing, I jumped over everybody and I ran out of the shop and I found her. She was by a Pelican Crossing and I grabbed her hair and I pulled her around like that and I went, I'll show you where the nearest working telephone box is, shall I? And I punched her, I caught her like that.
You punched her?
By accident. So I went back to the shop and I thought, it's not for me, this. And so I've left and I'm now chopping off heads.
The general public are hard work. They're very demanding, aren't they?
I mean, that reminded me of your pushing the lady down the escalator.
I know, a mad moment, basically.
Mm.
I mean, we've got hands, we've got muscles, we're men. We've got to realise that, you know, we can do damage, we can grab
people. I can't,
people.
Though. That's why I can go around punching, because I can't do any damage.
Well, you managed to drag her around by her hair. That's pretty impressive. That's a real caveman manoeuvre, it's got to be said. You're in charge then.
She turned round very slowly.
And did she give you a slap or apologise?
She just looked very, very shocked. She went white like my Auntie Sandra.
Well, she's not going to ask the phone box again, is she?
No.
She's just clear. And also, we've all gone mobile, love. I don't mean in a patronising way, but, yeah. You know, phone boxes aren't reality now, are they?
I don't know, are they?
There's a few left, but they don't work.
Yeah, there you go. You know, get yourself a mobile phone.
I actually once vandalised one and I urinated into the hand. I just thought, I'm going to...
Guys, we got to get out.
We've got to get out. So, thanks so much, Ross, for coming along today.
Definitely.
David, what have you learnt about...
Yeah,
the police are coming. David, what have you learnt about yourself and what have you learnt...
I've learnt I'm mentally unstable and God is everything.
So that's what you've learnt from Ross?
Yeah, I'm mentally psychological. I'm actually a therapist, but God is all around us, thank God. That's definitely what I've learnt.
Which is quite comforting.
Very comforting during my mental neuroses I've now discovered I'm going through.
OK, we're about to be arrested, everyone. Thank you so much for coming, Ross. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Brian.
OK, good night.
Two pheromones.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.